From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Egyptians are facing lawlessness on the streets today. Residents in the capital of Cairo stayed up all night, forming neighborhood protection groups to protect themselves and their homes after the police force withdrew following clashes that have left at least 70 people dead since the protests against Hosni Mubarak's government began. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in Cairo.
It's the sixth day since these protests started, and indeed in Tahrir Square, which is the main square, at least in Cairo, where a lot of the protesters have focused on, there are people there. We're expecting more and more of them to gather. This is the first day of the working week normally, and instead what you see is a city that is practically deserted. Most of the shops are shuttered, not a lot of traffic on the streets, and the people who are going out either to protect their neighborhood or trying to get food and water. And just go home and hunker down. And yet these protests are continuing, and when you go out and you speak to the protesters, they say they will not stop until Hosni Mubarak and all of his cronies are gone.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is at Cairo's main airport, where people are clamoring to get out of the country.
They're scared. They want to leave, but they don't even want to talk, most of them. They're just in such a panicked state. They're just looking to get out. They're flying. If a lot of these people have dual passports, Egyptian and another place, and they're just trying to get out of here as fast as they can. But these are the Egyptians who are leaving. Obviously, tourists who've come here have a different story. I mean, they came here to see the sights and have been caught in a revolution that they weren't counting on.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reporting from Cairo. The U.S. Embassy in Cairo says it's offering evacuation flights to American citizens who want to leave the country. A statement says the flights will begin tomorrow. Arab countries are calling for stability as Egypt's uprising is felt across the region. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Riyadh.
This is a business day in the Middle East, but Egypt's banks remain closed. A precaution, say government officials. But when connections to the international communications grid are shut down, trade is nearly impossible. Internet traffic has slowed across the region because Egypt is the crossroads for the fiber optic network, explained a Saudi computer expert. Many of Egypt's social media activists have found ways around the unprecedented blackout, using landlines and fax machines to get messages out. The government failed to shut down one internet provider, so calls went out on Facebook and Twitter to remove web passwords so the signal could be shared. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Riyadh.
Serbia's Novak Djokovic has won his second Australian Open title. Djokovic breezed past Britain's Andy Murray in three sets, ending Murray's quest to become the first British man to win a Grand Slam championship in 75 years. This is NPR News. Sudan could soon be split in two at the first official primary results hold. Southern Sudan's referendum commission says more than 99% of voters in the south opted for secession, with 99% turnout. More than 60% of voters, eligible voters, rather, turned out in the country's north, 58% of whom voted for secession. Final results are due in February. Two of the biggest names in the Appalachian coal mining industry are merging. Alpha Natural Resources says it's buying Massey Energy, which is facing investigations because of last year's deadly explosion at one of its operations in West Virginia. NPR's Renita Jablonski says the deal is worth more than $7 billion.
Alpha's agreement values Massey at $69.33 a share, more than 20% over its Friday closing price. Massey is the company that owns the mine in West Virginia, where 29 workers were killed last spring. Massey has been struggling with losses since that explosion and put itself on the block in November. The company remains under federal scrutiny for the April accident. Richmond-based Massey operates 19 mining complexes in three states. The deal with Alpha Natural Resources is the latest in a wave of consolidation sweeping the mining industry. It's expected to be completed by the middle of this year. Renita Jablonski, NPR News.
A man known as the Geezer Bandit has apparently struck again. Authorities in California say he's robbed his 13th bank since 2009, this one in Santa Barbara County. 11 other robberies occurred in the San Diego area, and there was one in Bakersfield in November. The man is believed to be in his 70s, but the FBI thinks he could be wearing a disguise. This is NPR News.